WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two TV producers with a track record are trying something different. Marshall Herskovitz and Ed Zwick, the creators of 30-something and Once and Again, and the executive producers of My So-Called Life, have a new show launching this week, but it's not on TV. Not yet, anyway. TV critic David Bianculli has an explanation and a review.
We're only in week two of the strike by the Writers Guild of America, and already TV is changing in front of our eyes. For now, no late-night monologues, no Daily Show or Colbert Report, and no season finale by Bill Maher. In a few weeks, if the strike continues, it'll change even more. Once we get to the other side of the November rating sweeps, most of the scripted shows will vanish. In their place, lots and lots of new reality shows. The issue at the heart of the strike is whether writers will get paid when their programs are distributed or downloaded over the internet. So it's coincidental, maybe even ironic, that one of the best new shows of the season, arriving this week, was made exclusively for, and right now is viewable only on, the internet. The name of the show is Quarter Life, and it's about six young adults, mid-20-somethings, who have hopes and dreams and talent, but don't quite have solid careers or plans. What makes the show distinctive is that it doesn't look like something thrown together for the web. It looks like exactly what it is, a first-class television show, made by some of the best producers in the business, with music, scripts, and acting that are excellent. Except The Quarter Life isn't on TV. Each one-hour episode is subdivided into 6 8-minute chunks, which will be unspooled at a rate of 2 episodes per week. The popular term for these chunks is webisodes, which I think is ridiculous. But whatever you call them, you can find them at their own brand new website, quarterlife.com, or at myspace.com. You have to find them, because they're not coming to you. But they're worth the effort, because these are superbly crafted little programs. In the first 8-minute installment, Marshall Herskovitz and Ed Zwick, creators of 30-something and executive producers of My So-Called Life, introduce us to those six characters. That's almost a minute per character, tops. Yet by the time those 8 minutes are up, we not only know them all, we already care about them all. That's impressive. Quarter Life, the title, refers not only to the age of the central characters, but to a new social website being beta-tested as the show opens. Dylan Krieger, the central character played by Bitsy Tulloch, starts the show Quarter Life by signing on to the website Quarter Life to share her innermost thoughts. Only problem is, at first, she doesn't really have any.
What is a blog? Why do we blog? We blog to exist, therefore we are idiots. Blog.
Very quickly, though, Dylan finds her voice by speaking honestly about herself, her friends, and her job. Her voice turns out to be very familiar. Remember Angela Chase, the 15-year-old played with such beautiful vulnerability by Claire Danes in My So-Called Life? Well, imagine her 10 years older, working at a women's magazine, but at a very low-level, uninspiring position. Dylan, like Angela, narrates her own life story. Dylan is doing it in a video blog, but the observations are just as honest and funny, even when she's talking about herself.
A sad truth about my generation is that we were all geniuses in elementary school, but apparently the people who deal with us never got our transcripts because they don't seem to be aware of it.
Bitsy Tulloch is winningly believable in this role, and so are her 5 young co-stars. Dylan's central universe consists of 2 female roommates, one earnest and passionate, the other gorgeous and a little clueless, and 3 male friends, 2 of whom are pitching their first idea for an independently produced car commercial. This close-knit group is made up of wannabe writers, actors, and directors, and their yearning doesn't end there. Sometimes they yearn for each other, and Dylan, on her blog, reveals it all.
It's my curse that I can see what people are thinking, what they want to say and can't say, who they want to be with. And what good does that do me if nobody can see me?
On the Real Life website, Quarter Life, watching the show is only the beginning. Fans also can log on, submit their own profiles and videos and music clips and artwork, and even embrace the show's characters as their official online friends. One final twist. It's been reported that NBC, frantic for substitute programming if the strike goes on as long as predicted, has talked to Herskovitz and Zwick about repackaging Quarter Life as a standard primetime hour. If that happens, you'll get a chance to see Quarter Life on TV. But why wait? And here's the question that really frightens me. If both the strike and homemade internet shows keep going and going and going, why watch TV at all?
David Bianculli is the founder of TVWorthWatching.com and is its TV critic.